July 24. Mothers gifted to nurture their children. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. The mother's work is given her of God to bring up her children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The love and fear of God should ever be kept before their tender minds. When corrected, they should be taught to feel that they are admonished of God, that He is displeased with deception, untruthfulness, and wrongdoing. Thus the minds of the little ones may be so connected with God that all they do and say will be in reference to His glory. And in after years they will not be like the reed in the wind, continually wavering between inclination and duty. If in their tender years the minds of children are filled with pleasant images of truth, of purity and goodness, a taste will be formed for that which is pure and elevated, and their imagination will not become easily corrupted or defiled. While if the opposite course is pursued, if the minds of the parents are continually dwelling upon low scenes, if their conversation lingers over objectionable features of character, if they form a habit of speaking complainingly of the course others have pursued, the little ones will take lessons from the words and expressions of contempt, and will follow the pernicious example. The evil impress, like the taint of the leprosy, will cleave to them in afterlife. The seeds sown in infancy by the careful, God-fearing mother will become trees of righteousness, which will blossom and bear fruit. And the lessons given by a God-fearing father, by precept and example, will, as in the case of Joseph, yield an abundant harvest by and by. Will parents review their work in the educating and training of their children, and consider whether they have done their whole duty, in hope and faith, that these children may be a crown of rejoicing in the day of the Lord Jesus? Have they so labored for the welfare of their children, that Jesus can look down from heaven, and by the gift of His Spirit, sanctify their efforts? Parents, it may be yours to prepare your children for the highest usefulness in this life, and to share at last the glory of that which is to come.
Good Health, January 1, 1880.